Hey C3, welcome to Wednesday's New in 22. 2 Corinthians 10 is where we find ourselves today. Now I need to talk to you for a minute about 2 Corinthians here moving forward, the last four chapters. Chapters 10, 11, 12, and 13, you're going to see a pretty major shift in tone. In fact, to the point of at times it will seem very harsh. Now, some scholars believe that after Paul wrote the first 9 chapters, that he must have gotten a report that there was a small minority of Corinthians still causing problems in the Corinthians church. And so it's thought by these people that before he sent the letter, he added these four chapters to confront those who were causing the trouble. Now, others think that Paul may have written these chapters later on and that they would constitute another letter altogether, and that it was attached to 2 Corinthians sometime later. In my mind, it doesn't really matter which of those, if either, were the way this came about, but it's obvious that the tone very much changes here. So hang on these next few chapters. Now, I want to focus on something in today's reading in chapter 10, because something that I noticed that I'd never noticed before as I was studying this today is that the beginning and the end of this chapter focus on the same thing. So let me explain this. Let me read the first part of this chapter. Verse 1 says, "By the humility and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. I, Paul, who am timid when face to face with you, but bold towards you when away." Now, this is really, this one made me smile today because, not because it's a good, funny thing, but it's interesting to me that in today's world, there are so many people who will not confront others in person when they've got a problem with them. So as Paul says, he is bold when he's away and timid when he's face to face with them. He struggles with something here that many of us do. He didn't have any problem, as you'll very quickly find out, calling out people via letter. But when he was with them, he was timid and afraid of confrontation. How similar is that to people with their online practices today? Think about this. There are a lot of people who will never go to the person they have an issue with, but they don't hesitate to throw it out on social media about what this person has done or done wrong or done to them. So we get a little bolder when we're behind a keyboard, and Paul obviously is admitting here right away that he also was a lot bolder with pen and ink in front of him. So he focuses here, though, by the humility and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. Paul saw the importance of humility, which I know years ago I would read Paul's writings and I would think, man, he really struggles with humility. And I think at times he does in the way that he says things. Like, I wish you all did this the way I did this, or do this. And I wish you all were the way that I am in this, and take after me, and all of this stuff. But Paul obviously grows in this area because he starts this chapter with that. And then he ends the chapter, verses 17 and 18, with this. He says, "But let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends." So Paul is saying here, humility is important. Important enough that he bookends this chapter with the thought of humility. And he is saying this: don't commend yourself, because that doesn't mean you're approved. You're approved if God commends you. You know, we live in this world where it's easy, again, it's easy to brag. It's easy to make it sound like we're important. It's easy to make sure everybody knows what our accomplishments are. But really, that doesn't amount to anything. It's not about being confirmed by others, affirmed by others, commended by others. It's about God approving of us. It's about God commending us. So whose approval are you looking for? Are you looking for God's approval or the approval of other people? Something to think about today as you read the change of tone in Paul as he's getting a little feisty in these next few chapters.